Let's entertain heaven tonight, today, and tonight. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Steve, I see you, I hear you just saying, finally, this is that day. This is that day. Jen, you and Steve will dance together in rainy weather. Literally in a circle saying, look and see what God has done. I release that, give it, offer it up to you by the Spirit of God's Word, and yes, and in Him, amen. Come on. God wants you to know. He doesn't want you ignorant. He doesn't want you unaware. He wants you to walk in such confidence that you know. Not just if God be for me, who can be against me? Yes, but not just that. But that great is the Lord. He's greatly to be praised. Something really great is happening right now. And He's greatly with me. As great as God is, that's how much He's with you. As great as He is, He's that much with you. But you have to believe, so you act on it. Because remember, faith without works is what? And you all have faith. You just can't keep shooting it in the head. It has to live. So you have to know, so you actuate and activate, so you act upon what you know, the way you know it. Right? The way you know it. We had a sweet little server. You can take your seats, but we can stay right here for a minute. We had a sweet little server in a little fish restaurant. I think it's called Lure Fish House. Just a place I like to go. I eat sand dabs there. You know what sand dabs are? I didn't either. You know how I found out what sand dabs are? Huh? The Spirit of St. Louis with Jimmy Stewart. You have no idea what I'm talking about. It's a movie and they were cooking sand dabs. And I went, sand dabs. I've never heard of that before. And so we went to this restaurant, sand dabs, was on the menu, and I said, I've got to try those because I watched them in a movie and they looked really good. And I love them, sand dabs. But we had a sweet little server that was so timid that I wasn't sure if I should be serving her, you know, get up and help her, or if she was confident in her job. You don't want to approach the kingdom of God that way. That's why the word says we come boldly, not disrespectfully, but you'd be amazed at how boldly God wants you to come before His throne. You'd be amazed. As a matter of fact, as God enlightens you, you're going to be amazed. Because we're waiting for the kingdom of God to present something, to say, here it is, okay, you know, Jesus is almost, you know, doing something here, and we're waiting for the kingdom of God to be revealed. But the kingdom of God is not going to come that way. Jesus made that clear. He said the kingdom of God doesn't come in a way you can look at it and say, oh, there it is. We can't wait for it to be presented. We have to present it. And that's what Jesus said. He said, when I go, I'm sending you the Comforter from the Father. And remember this. And the word says, what the Spirit does is He's going to empower you from on high. Power, authority, keep that in your mind. How and what is that? And he said, and then you'll be witnesses for me in all the earth. And we think about Christ coming to redeem us from our sins, and he did. And he did. And it is finished. To deliver us from the powers of darkness, not just some big, ugly spirit that's after you, but the darkness of your mind, to enlighten you. When the Word talks about him destroying powers and principalities, you need to study that. We think of all these demon spirits just going, ooh, and falling to their death. But what he's talking about is the consciousness of our minds. Liberated our consciousness from condemnation, from the uncertainty of what's coming or who we are. I get asked all the time. What can we expect? What is coming? And I'm supposed to know. Imagine that. And sometimes my knees shake, my hands shake, but I put my foot there and I say, as Joseph did, as Daniel did, I don't know, but God knows. And guess what? He's going to tell me, and he does. He just does. And he'll do the same thing for you. He will tell you things you need to know, but he'll tell you things you didn't even know you needed to know. And what he did on the cross was he said, check this out. This is you dying to all sin, all darkness, all uncertainty, all fear, all death, all hell, all the grave, all demon powers and influences. This is you dying to it all. And now you're going to be resurrected like I'm going to be in 3 days. And you're going to be risen to a new life, which begins with understanding. The first thing you're going to know is, my sins are forgiven me. So there is, old King James says it like this, there is therefore now no condemnation. No condemnation. Say no condemnation. To them, that's me. I am the them. No, come on. I am the them who are in Christ Jesus. Say that's me. Who walk not according to the flesh, but the Spirit. And the Son has made me free indeed. The same restaurant we walked in when I stepped up there, do you know what they asked me? The hostess asked me this question. Do you have a name? I said, I do. Strange, right? No, I actually said that. She said, do you have a name? Yeah. I said, I actually do. I said, that's weird, right? And she said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean, do you have a name? I meant, can I have your name? No, it's mine. You know what? The power, the authority Moses had, you know what it was? The same thing you have. He knew God was with him. He knew God was with him. And he wouldn't go anywhere without knowing that God was with him. He knew. God said, I'm sending you into the land of promise that I swore to your fathers. He said, a land that flows with milk and honey. And then this next part would scare me. And he said, but I'm not going with you. He said, I'm going to send an angel. He said, because if I get in the midst of you, I'll probably kill everybody. God bless you and have a good day. And he said, because these people are a rebellious people. A rebellious people. Here's a question. How many like to be entertained? How many like great experiences? Yeah, go ahead. You can raise your hands. They work. Watch. Check it out. Do you have a name? And God said to Moses, hang on to that. Do you enjoy great experiences? How many do? So Abraham said, God, he said, if your presence and your favor doesn't go before us, don't lead us any further. Let's just stay right here. That you go someplace doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means if you don't go there with God's favor and in His presence. And His presence can be all around you, and you need to hear this. You need to really pay attention to this. This is for everyone in the house and everyone viewing, for where you're walking, where you're going today. The knowledge of where He is and who He is everything about who you are and how you get there and how you enjoy that arrival. It's everything. And God said to Moses, He said, Moses said, I will only go if your presence goes before me. And God said to Moses, He said, and remember, these are your people. This is your nation. And then Moses said to God, he said, I remember that you said to me that you, that I found favor in your sight. What a great word. Oh, wouldn't you like to believe that? I found favor in your sight. And you were pleased with me. This is Moses. This is Old Testament. Before the Holy Spirit, as we know the Holy Spirit today. And he said, you said to me, God, which God did prior, God said, I have known you by your name. Now, the hostess didn't know me by my name. She didn't even know if I had a name. But I knew I had a name. I knew I had a name. And so I had a little fun with it. I had to because, you know, I bet she won't ask anyone else if they have a name. I bet she didn't the rest of that day. But you have to know you have a name. And when God said to Moses, he said, you found favor in my sight, and I have, and I know you by your name. Do you know what that meant? We've had a relationship. Do you like good experiences? Yes. Who created you? Who created you? Some of you sound like you don't know if you have a name. God. God. And what did He create you for? His purpose and His pleasure. Do you think God has experiences? I mean, He's God. And if He does, I mean, what would entertain? What would be a pleasant experience? There's a number of words in Hebrew for experience. Lenasot is one. It means tested and tried. I probably need to brush up on my Hebrew, so I know I'm right in the ballpark. Lenasot. And it means an experience that is looked at carefully. The word says the Holy Spirit searches the heart. God searches the heart. Experience, relationship, name. I know you by your name. I know your heart. And He found favor with me. Why did Moses find favor with God? Can God have an experience? You ever wondered that? God have experience? Well, the word says that God looks closely. That's the word experience. He looks closely at the heart. It's an experience. An experience. God has an experience. God looks for experience in you. What kind of experience are you going to be for God? What kind of experience? Havaya. It means a favorable experience. Havaya. I want to be a Havaya before God. I want to be a favorable experience. Moses was a favorable experience. Yes, God has experiences. That's why He created you. He created you to have an experience of His fullness. He created Christ Christ was the fullness. Christ was an experience, a favorable memory. Jesus said, remember me when you take communion. Favorable experience, powerful, exciting time. We were talking about that. Steve was talking the other day about having communion and how it just, God gave him a revelation. It should just be an exciting, wonderful time, and it should. We are receiving the memory of life. Here's where power is. You know what power is? Power is, let's say, an assorted format or assorted particles of potential. And when energy, matter, atoms, photons, when they're organized, when they're disciplined, power. Have a hand, another hand, power. But if I organize it into a fist and strike, power. Faith disciplines and organizes you. And God said, I want to give you power. So when God says you have it within you, but we need to organize this authority so when you strike, when you move, there is power. When you move, there is power. When you present, there is power. Now, a good experience for God is an experience of faith in who He is. Who He is, God Almighty. That's why we teach so much. Don't give anything credit but God. No one gets credit but God. Because we are organizing our consciousness. We are coming together in the unity of the faith. Casting down. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And with a disorganized religion, we teach fighting against evil. It couldn't be further from the true reality of God. What does it say? Casting down every thought and imagination that exalts itself against God. You know what does that? Saying the devil did it. That's saying, here's another power that came and overcame or pushed me or gave me problems, just walked into my life and created havoc. Instead of saying, God, all things work together for good. You know what that moment is, that time when your faith is being tried and you can't see clearly where you're going? You are an experience for God. What kind of experience are you going to be? If you're a pleasing experience, all things come together. They're organized in power for good. If you give credit and praise and you fearfully respond because you don't realize your faith isn't there to get you what you want. It's there to take you where you're going. It's God saying, I'm bringing all the associated factors that represent power and authority into your life so you can organize them, you can discipline them, you can bring them into a solidified unity. And that's power. You can simply say power is energy organized, disciplined for a purpose. And the Spirit teaches you that. And when God wants you to do something incredible, to whom much is given, much organization, much discipline is required. To whom much is given, much is required. And our experience is a report to God. And if you try to send a report into the kingdom of God without a challenge of your faith, heaven has no interest in what you have to say. Because it's not organized power. They want to know more about what we want to know. They want to know more about God. The word says, no eye has seen. If you literally read it, and I taught this for a long time before I actually read it in the Amplified, because that's what the Spirit does. He teaches you things you don't know. No eye has seen, And it literally says, not angel nor human. The things that God has prepared. Look how powerful God created you an experience to be to Him. Look at this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was what? The Word was with God. All things were created by Him and through Him, and without Him not anything was made or created or formed. But by the power of the Spirit of God, the Word says this, the Word of God, the power of God said this. Regarding Christ, it says, before the foundation of the world, you were set in position to be revealed. Here's the great Word of Almighty God, the Trinity of God. To hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God is one. There's only one. There is no other God, no other Savior, no other Lord, no other Redeemer, but God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's it, because that's everything. And everything operates according to a trinity, a triad, a three, the unity of God, because there isn't anything beyond that. There isn't anything before that. And there isn't anything after that, because there is no after that. He is the fullness of all things. So what God literally said is, I am going to reveal my Son. And no one has seen Him. Not heaven, not angels, not seraphims, not cherubim. No one has seen Him in the way I am about to reveal Him. But I created the world in you because I'm about to reveal Him in His fullness, which is me. And Jesus was the fullness of the Father, demonstrated, strange, right, in the flesh. So God says, me and heaven are going to have an experience. The Word says, He was kept hidden for all time. Referred to after the world was formed as the unknown God, meaning we can't see Him. Or the invisible, the unseen God. And God says, I'm going to reveal who Christ is, who the Son of God is. I'm going to show you the Word of God in a way you've never seen the Word of God. And the angel said, what are those things that you made down there? What is that man thing that you are so mindful of? And the sons of men that you visit Him, I've seen you, we visit Him. You've sent us to minister to them. What are they? Who are they? You bestow on them power, but yet they're lower than we are. What are they? And God says, watch. The Word is going to become manifest so you can see Him. And I'm using them. This is what I'm doing. Christ is only going to be revealed through the faith of those whom I have created by purpose. You are the revealing by the Word and the Spirit of God. You are the revealing of the Son of God. That's why He calls you His body. An essence without a form, a body, is called the unknown, the unseen. And the Word of God says, for all ages and all generations, no one knew Him. Knew Him as the Word, but didn't know Him as the revealed. And God says, I'm going to create an experience that no eye has seen and no ear has heard. We're there today because of the Word of Revelation. Because we have put away our idolatry. We have put away our excuses. And we say, God, You're everything. And from this point forward, I'm going to blame You for everything. And I'm going to call it good. Because that's who You are. Because I am dead. And my life is hidden. Interesting word, right? Hidden in You. And You're going to reveal who my life is through Christ. And Christ is going to be revealed through the life He lives through You. That's who You are. That's the kingdom that's coming. This is the prophetic word you have heard for generations. This is what you have been waiting for. This is the revealing that you've been hungry for. But it isn't coming through any form of government. It isn't coming through a church organization, big or small. It's not coming through any of that. It's coming through the accumulated factors that create power, which are only associated and brought together by the will of God to pursue and present the will of God by faith that is undenying that God is God, almighty, all present, all power, and all with you in all purpose. And every step of your life is ordered of the Lord. You know who walks in favor? Those that are a pleasant experience to God. God's favor is for everyone, but not everyone walks in His favor. Repent, therefore, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and be born again. And then understand what being born again means. What is being born again? It's no longer I that lives. So then stop condemning you. Stop saying you're only human, because you are so far from only human, it's unimaginable. There is more invisible God spirit with you. You think you're really human? I'll tell you what happens the moment you become only human. You drop dead. Because the body without the spirit is dead. But only the spirit gives life. But religion, because it won't pursue the boldness of salvation and redemption and being indwelt by the Holy Spirit, come up with all these little fossilite ideas. Well, I saw this imprint, so this must be what it is and what we are. Instead of saying God, through His Word and by His Spirit, is revealing who He is through me. See, It's not what God does for us that presents and represents the kingdom. It's how and what kind of experience to God you are. What kind of experience are you? A trying time comes and you get sad and you get depressed and you feel like God is with you, isn't with you because you don't realize God is saying, be an experience for me. Reveal Christ to me. Now, God knows Christ, of course. But God is saying, like He said to Abraham, you say, well, God knew Abraham's heart. But God didn't know Abraham's experience of faith until he did it. The one thing God doesn't have is, until you give it to Him, is your praise, your worship of Him as God, because He gave that to you. So Christ could be revealed through you, because you could only do it by faith in the invisible, and faith in the invisible makes it tangible and powerful. Bam! One God, one power, one authority. But the minute we throw it over to an idol, whether you call Him a devil, a demon, your boss, the government, whatever it is, what you're saying is my future is associated with that thing, that individual. This is the influence that has come into my life. Casting down every thought, every idea, every imagination that exalts itself against God, the knowledge of God. And when you do that, you become, as the Word says, singular-minded. A two-souled, double-minded individual. And double-minded is this, saying that there are two gods when God has told us there are one. Or is one. There's one God. One authority. The Word teaches us this. These are the fundamentals. One God, one authority, one dominion, one power. And Jesus is Lord over them all. All. Everyone. You'd be amazed at what just one little act, one little act of confidence, one little act of the singularity of your mind. Paul said, listen, I don't claim to have apprehended everything. I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the world, although he probably was one of the smartest ruler in his day. Even those that were older than him, that's what he said. But this is how he talks about it. He said, I don't claim to have apprehended all things, old King James. But this one thing I do, forgetting what was, I look forward, I press forward for the mark, the prize of the, everyone say, high calling of God. And then he says, don't be conformed, don't be conned into a form, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A two-souled individual is unstable in all their ways. Religion teaches you how to be very unstable because it can control you and manipulate you much better. It can make you not sheep, not shepherds, but servants. But the authority of God's word makes you independently dependent upon God, and that's all the energy in the world coming together in a solidified one. We're not going to come together because we like or dislike one another. We're not going to come together because we work in the same workspace or have the same ideas or share the same likes or dislikes, because you're created far beyond that. We come together in the unity of one when we realize there is no power but of God, and this power is beyond imagination, and his name is Jesus. And the only way heaven and earth are going to really know who he is him demonstrating himself through me, because that's God's way. God said, this is the plan. This is the plan. Before the world was created, you thought it was just about saving you. Well, it certainly was about saving you, but it was about something before that. That Christ would be revealed. He was set in position before the foundation of the world, before even anyone even thought about doubting or disobeying God in the earth, before. That Christ would be revealed. So God's saying, only I know who you are. And only by this virtue called faith can you be revealed. And heaven in all its splendor and all its glory, they, as much as they can, they look to my glory. But no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it been revealed to men and women who you really are. But I'm not going to reveal you to them. I'm going to reveal you through them. And this is going to take the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, this is who you are. You are the revealer through them of who the Son is. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I have many things to say to you. I can stand here. You can look at me and we can talk all day. But he said, you cannot and will not, nor are you ready now to understand or receive. But you will. Because I'm sending you the Holy Spirit, and he's not coming at you, he's coming into you, and he will manifest through you. And the unknown, unseen God will be who he is, life. He will be lived through you, and you will be revealed. And heaven and earth will know you as Savior, Redeemer, Lord, the Risen One, the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, because you will be orchestrating your body through faith. I'm giving you a body. So heaven and earth, the word says, this was the plan, that heaven and earth could come together. How? We're a great experience for God. You are called, created, chosen to be a great experience for God. And it's not about God doing it your way. It's about God being heard through you. Your experience of faith pleases the Lord. Doesn't just mean God goes, good boy, good girl. It means when it's pleasing or favor or presence, it means God is being revealed. And when God is revealed, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And the nations of the earth will look at you, the kings of the earth, the leaders that were praying, God, give us a good leader. God, give us a great body of experience for you. That power comes when we come together in the unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God, and so diversified that you wouldn't believe it. God has always given me such an eclectic group of people, such a diverse group of people. And I've always thought, how strange. I have the strangest group, team of people around me. And all my friends are so strange. Right, Steve? So beyond normal. And people look at me and say, I've always thought the same thing about you. So our unity is not that we are alike, but that we're so different. It's called the body of Christ. But it's the Word of God and faith disciplining you to know how to come together without having a seemingly common denominator that you can put your finger at and say, well, 1 + 1 = whatever it is, it equals that number. But saying through the diversity, because we are the body of Christ, that just hits me deeper than like, oh my God, I'm made the body of Christ. You are the life of Christ revealed. It's no longer I that lives, but see, we don't take it deep enough because religion won't let you take it that deep. Because what you going to do when things go wrong? What you going to do when you don't know what to do? I'm going to praise Him. He's so amazing. What you going to do when things just are like, this is just not, I wasn't planning on that. I had a wasn't planning on today. I got up early. I got ready. I wanted to help my wife with anything she needed. I just woke up in such a great mood. Like I do every day. But I got up earlier, which I don't always do. And I thought, I'm going to go down and get her coffee. And if you don't like coffee, I don't want to hear about it. So, and it wasn't decaf either. So I got up and I made coffee. And I made really good coffee. 2 cups. And my wife and I both have a different colored cup. And I took the cup, made it, and set it down on the island. And my wife says, I'm going to wipe this off, something on the table or something. Because my wife keeps the house like royalty is coming to the house every day. It's the way the house, and I love it, but that's my wife. So I look over it and see, oh, there's some water spots right here. Coffee, early, up, ready. We're going. Going to be early today. And I look at the counter, and I think, I'll wipe that. She's going to wipe that. I'll wipe this off for her. And when I do, you know, I don't know what happens to our limbs sometimes. You ever noticed? It's like you'll have something in your hand, and it's like you actually throw it. I've thought that before. What is this? You know, it looks like something's falling. Instead of just catching it, it's like you take and throw it. So, one thing, I have never been so amazed with a cup of coffee in my life. I did not know one cup of coffee could cover so many square feet. I hit it with my hand, it hit the floor, and you know how things slow down when something like that's going down? Something in your head just goes, and you'd think, it's falling that slow, I can catch it. But you're moving at the same speed that you're seeing. So you know, all you can do is, and it hit the floor, and I'm waiting for the crash. And it didn't, because it's an ember cup. Those metal cups that keep warm, and that was a good thing. But coffee went all over me, my hair, my face, my clothes, the rug, the floor, the range. I mean, it spanned the kitchen, one little cup. And I said, wow, you know, if you spill it right, you can cover a lot of ground. I never knew how much was in one cup of coffee. I think I'm going to start drinking like that much because that's way too much coffee. And I thought, this is not what I got up early for. 15, 20 minutes, literally, Donna and I cleaning the kitchen. That's how much coffee came out of that cup. But in everything, it spoke to me. Number one, I thought, I'm going to make jokes about this. And that's what I did. I just kind of joked about it as I'm down on my hands and knees. And then I two baths and one shower today. I showered, took a bath in coffee, and then I had to take another bath to get the coffee off. So I'm three times clean. I come to you in the fullness of cleanliness. But it's amazing how much God has put in your cup. And how much you can do in a moment's time. God has put more on the inside of you than you could fathom. So much that he said, through you, you are fearfully, wonderfully. You know what that word fearfully means? God carefully looked at it. That, again, is connected to the word experience. Havaya. A memorable, a good experience. God has made you that. And you need to remember. Jesus said, when you drink this cup and you eat this bread, he said, remember me. Remember me. Whatever it is that is going on in your life, and it doesn't seem like you're being healed or you're being answered or it's turning out, you're up. You're on. Light's on you. Showtime. God created you for an experience. So his presence and his favor can follow you. Moses, I will not go in unless you go with me with your presence and your favor. Thank you for the angel. But I need your favor. I need your presence. And God said, I will do everything that you have asked because you have found favor in my sight and I know your name. When you understand how divinely orchestrated you are, you don't want to talk about people. You don't want to reveal their secrets and their dirt. You don't want to spend time being angry and hateful and bitter at people because you realize, I'm on. Lights, action, camera. I'm on. I'm an experience for God right now when I can't see. The invisible God is revealing himself through me. When I can't determine and I can't tell, my faith is provoking the favor and the presence of God. And through that is discipline, correction, instruction, order, power. You don't have to be a someone with something. Moses was a man running for his life with a stick in his hand. And God said, you're going to be a great experience for me. Abraham was God's experience of faith. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, God's experience of confidence. The centurion soldier, God's experience of omnipresence. Speak the word only. I know power and I know authority. Jesus said, this is what I'm talking about. This kind of faith I have not seen in all of Israel. Thinking God not, he's all knowing. But he didn't create a bunch of puppets or robots. He created us. Jesus was God's perfect experience of humanity. And that's who he's created you to be. And that's who he wants you to be. God said, here you go. I'm showing you with your eyes. You still won't get it. But I'm showing you a memorable experience for me. And I want you to remember, this body, this character, this nature, this virtue, this deity, this power is going to abide in you. You're going to die. See what he's doing? That's you. And you're going to be resurrected in new life. And you're going to walk in my favor, my witness, and my power. If you will believe this year, God will elevate you to a position that would stagger your mind. He will make your personality his presence. He will make your identity His favor. And when His favor steps into the room, everything changes. You will be accepted not because of who you are, but because of who you know Him to be. But you cannot convolute that. I have water here. It's unopened. If anyone were thirsty, would you drink it? I know how to turn a drop of water into the ocean. I know how to turn a drop of water into the seas. I do. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know how I do it? In the ocean, one drop of water becomes the sea. Jesus said, I in you and you in me, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. I can take one drop of water, so can you. Drop it in the sea, and that drop of water became the sea. If you don't believe me, find it. It's in there. It's the sea. And so are we. I in you and you in me, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Now, you may not want to drink that water now. If I went to the back and just took a little dropper and got one drop out of the toilet, one drop, and put it in that water, would you drink it? One drop. Come on, it's a whole bottle of water, one drop. Don't defile your mind by giving credit to anything but God. No, don't defile your mind by thinking God has left you for one moment. Lo, I'm with you always. I can't leave you. I can't forsake you. You're my body. To those that believe, to those that will receive Him, everyone is called to God's favor, but not everyone is walking in it. Choose this day who you will serve. If it be God, then serve Him as God. The Word says Jesus came into the world, God in the flesh, manifested in the fullness in Christ, and the world didn't know Him. Didn't know Him. Should we be guilty of the same thing? Should we be held responsible because we heard some doctrine and it became popular? You're not having a bad day. How could you? Your great experience for God. When you can't see and your world seems upside down, your faith is a great experience for God. His favor and His presence will keep you. Whether He takes you straight home or heals you and raises you up, whether you sit there and go to the bank and say, well, I don't have as much as I had yesterday, but I have the same faith that I had yesterday, and my faith is ever increasing and ever growing. I'm going from glory to glory, faith to faith. This is my testimony. I live by the Word and the power of God. And that's Jesus being revealed in me. And God will bring the change. You know how He said He was glorified? Through you. That my glory may be known through you. The prophets back in the day would say, God, do this or do that, that they may know that you are with me. That there is a prophet in the land, that you may know, that you may know. You know what God does with us? He shows us that He's all authority and all power. We step into times, seasons, opportunities where we look and you'll say, oh man, if that would just happen. And then God says, yeah, go ahead. Moses falls down before the Lord and says, God, don't destroy him. God says, I'll destroy him and I'll raise up a greater. These people are rebellious. They're no experience for me that I enjoy. God says, I'm sending my word. And he says, you know what? You're going to be my news reporter. If you don't have a report that heaven is interested, heaven will ignore it. Who Christ is in is held together. Who resists Him comes apart. You're news reporters. You're entertainment. You're an experience for God. And in that, the favor of the Lord comes in, because that's what He created you to be. That's who you are. That's the power, solidified, unified power, the body of Christ. And who are they? It's very simple. We give God all the glory and all the praise and all the power, and we stop walking around like we're divided. This is me messed up. This is God good. This is me trying to get there. This is God all there. If He's in you, He's all there, and so are you. If He's in His fullness, so are you. If He's seated in heavenly places, so are you. If He's holy, He called you His holy people. If He's good, He's made you to be good. If the life of Christ is God and God is the life of Christ, that life is in you. You are the body, the articulation, the face of the favor of God, the presence of the Lord. And in that, every knee will bow. God said, I'll give you the nations. What was the difference between Joshua and Caleb? How they saw. Yeah, they're big, they're powerful. Isn't that amazing? They're way bigger than we are. Way more than we are. Well fed. Giants. And a lot of them. And they're all over. I mean, they are so posted in position, there's no way an army could overcome them. And Caleb says, isn't that awesome? They're undefeatable. And we're going to do it. And we're not waiting. We're not thinking about it. He said, right here, right now, we are more than able. You know why he felt that way? I remember the word of the prophet, he said. I remember the word. So right now, age is not an issue. At 80, I can do what I could do at 40. Nothing matters. But God. God is for us. Who can be against us? Nobody. But it's not this against and it's the fire. Sure, it's hot and it's burning, but it just doesn't make any difference except it makes you show up a lot bigger. Throw them in the fire. Strongest men burn and die at the mouth of the flame. They go in, the only thing that comes off is what bound them. The only thing that will come off of you during whatever the world calls a trying time. James said, I look at it totally different. Count it all joy. That's how James thought about it because he understood. But no matter what it is, the only thing that's going to burn on you is what falls from you. Anything that's holding you back. Anything that's holding you back. And so when the nations of the earth say, well, somebody is in there with you. Can you come out? You say, yes, we can. But can you come in? Come on, join me. And they'll either die at the mouth of the fire or they'll repent and say, Jesus is Lord, for the kingdom of God is at hand. 2024 is a marker year. If you will believe it, you will walk in the authority, the power, the accumulated dominion, authority, power. It will coalesce. It will come together in the unity of God's favor and God's will. He will give us the nations. He will make you number one. You, say me. You, there's no government that's going to tell you who you are. But we can command, we can pray, we can call that order into office. But we can't be divided based on our ideas. We have to say, God, your perfect will is being orchestrated. And I don't even have to know what you're doing, but I know you're doing it. And when you do it, it's good because you're good and you're God. That's who you are. Don't leave this door. Don't walk through those doors half-minded, half-witted, half-committed. But say, I'm dead. The old me, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I that lives, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And I am blessed, I am honored, I am favored, and I am a great experience for God. God loves a good experience. Havaya. memorable experience. The blessing of the Lord rests on you. Really rests on you. Think about the angels encamped about me. I think about them going, Gary, entertain us. Say something that the Spirit said to you that can only be seen by faith, not them just standing there going, you can't touch him. You're untouchable by anything but the favor and the will and the presence of God. That's why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego couldn't be burned. They said, our God will deliver us. Now, keep in mind, it wouldn't matter if he didn't. He will, but it wouldn't matter if he didn't. We're not about to worship an idol. Church, you need to say that. We're finished with the idolatry of Satan and demons and devils and government this and bad people that, and they're trying to take away. No one can take away anything that God has given you. He secures it in himself. He made that clear. Jesus said, no one is taking anyone out of my hands that you've given me, not one. Don't walk away from your privilege. Be a great experience. Demonstrate the favor of God by worshiping him for who he is. God, only God. The first, the last, the beginning, the end, the one which is and was and is to come. He's with you. Not only is he with you, but his favor is with you. His presence is with you. And in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And there's just no way for you to fail, no matter what your experience is. It is not determining failure or success. Your faith, his presence and favor, that's what's determining how successful you are. Walk in the trust, faith, and favor that God Almighty, all-powerful, and God alone is with you. He's for you and not against you, and he called you blessed. I come to you today in the fullness of the blessing of Christ, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord praise this morning. Stand with me for just a minute. Let's raise our hands. Raise your hands and just think about God just grabbing you and taking you up into his presence. Raise your hands like, God, you wrap your arms around me. Don't be conformed, but be transformed by the rebirth of your mind, that you are going to prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Listen to what he expects you to do, the experience he expects you to be because of who he made you to be. This is the plan, he said. Christ revealed through you. God, we give you praise today. I command a blessing of the Lord, of God's heaven, on this people today. I pull upon the heavens. Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. The blessing of the Lord overcome you, overwhelm you, beyond satisfying you. The blessing of the Lord be a revelation to you that you were created for him, of him, through him, back to him. His word that he has sent to you will not return back to him with an evil report. You were the Joshuas and the Calebs of this generation that only have a good report, and heaven will listen. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Whatever we release from the earth is released from the heavens. But faith without works is dead, being alone. And for this faith, you must know that he and he alone is God. And he alone is with you. And he alone directs your steps. He orders your steps. Your steps are ordered of the Lord. And he is leading you in the way you should go. And Father, for it we give you praise today. I command a blessing upon your people. Those that are viewing. Those that are hearing. You had to do what you did. You just had to do it. You had to exhaust you so God could strengthen you. Writer, you had to. And here you stand, walking in the strength of the Lord. Nations of the earth, glorify the Lord and say, our God, He is one. Our God, He is with us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus. Chris, you know, it's not what man promises. It's not that His word is validated, trustworthy or not. It is what God has told you to believe. And there is your wealth. There is your success. There is your, it's going to a new level today. There it is. And you're walking in it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what would the Lord not do when you are a confirmed man of faith and only good can happen to you? This is the greatest season of your lives. Father, we worship and we praise You, mighty God. We thank You for this day which You have made. In You we rejoice and we're exceedingly glad and thankful for it. We thank You for every door of favor and honor and wisdom that is revealed through us. How could we know it except it has a body? And what is that body? But that which is quickened by the Spirit of the Lord. So we are today. Our intelligence can't figure it out because You figured it out before we had any. You determined it. You declared it. And we find it because we seek for You. We search for You because You call out our name. We have a name. You have a name. Answer the call. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. You're going to tell the nations what it's about. This is not like the year before. Forgetting what is behind, press forward for the mark, the prize, the high calling of the Lord. Aiden, I command a blessing on you and Abilene, the blessing of God's richness of understanding the fullness of who He is in you and walking in the revelation of that. And then you look and say, it's true. It is not I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. In silence. There's recently been a time where it was like there was nothing to say. Nothing that could be said. In silence. Because of your heart of faith towards God, because you are not moved, is the answer. And God speaks through you. And without you doing anything at a time, and this is that time, but believing and saying, God, here I am and here You are. I in You and You in me, I can bear much fruit because I abide in You. God will turn, here's the word, everything, not something, everything right side up. And to a lot of people, it's going to feel upside down because it's been that way for so long. They've acclimated to upside down, but God is turning it right side up, and through it, you'll see the favor and the blessing of the Lord. Seek Him, love Him, declare Him, and He alone, God with you, and walk in the nature of who He has made Himself to be, Christ in you, the hope of glory, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout! Come on! Come on! Hey! Say, hey! Like, hey, kingdom! Stir it up! Moving on the earth. Moving in the earth. Speaking in the earth. Praying in the earth. Believing in the earth. Prophesying in the earth. The word of the Lord. You're a reporter today. Reporting back to the kingdom of God. For my word will not return back to me. Boy, you know what he's saying? If it isn't me coming back to me, I'm not hearing it. But what comes back to me will accomplish what I have sent it to do. For his word is yes, and in him, amen. Selah. Come on. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless his holy name. Gotta get it now. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout. Come on. Give the Lord a shout of praise now. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless his holy name. Oh. I give the Lord a shout. I give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Praise on. Lift your voice. Yeah! Lift your hands. Bless his holy name. Say, hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm alive. Hey, you're gonna want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I'm redeemed, I'm chosen, forgiven and not frozen, redeemed by the word of the Lord. Called out by his will, empowered by his purpose, filled with the Spirit and power. By him I live and I move and I have my being. By him you're looking and this is what you're seeing. The Spirit of the Lord, his word is a sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit. God proving in me, he's the only place to be. And I and in him, and he in me. Say, hey! 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 Did you hear what I have to say? Hey! 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 Can you see me? God looked down and he saw. And the Lord says, everything I have made, it is good. And I called it blessed. Jesus, the Redeemer of that which was the will of the Father from the Genesis of time, so we are in him. And he in us. Christ determined to be revealed to the creation God had made you to be. And this is who you are in Jesus' name. So look up and see your redemption is nigh at hand. Shout again, say, hey! Look and see. Oh heavens, take a look at me. Hey, look and see. God's made me an experience. Can't be ignored, can't be denied. I walk in the fullness of his will, his purpose, his promise, and power, because God said so. So, hey, look and see what God has made out of me. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Give the Lord a shout.